Welcome to our weekly Wildcat basketball locker room chats. Justin Fluk now joined by head coach Eric Tate. Houlton Wildcats now 3-1 on the season and start 2-0 in the Big 7 with wins against Nemaha Central and Royal Valley. We'll start with the Nemaha Central game, coach. Built up a 12-point halftime lead. I know it was a little tighter going into that fourth quarter, just a 3-point lead, but felt like the guys really played big when they needed to down the stretch and did a good job of kind of just protecting that lead most of the night. What did you think in your first home game and first Big 7 contest this year?
Yeah, we came out. We hit the ground running, played well early, but got into some early foul trouble and had to switch to zone, and I thought our guys did a good job of switching it up and being able to execute anything that we got into. And we played well that third quarter. Nemaha, I think you just credit them. They came out and played a really good quarter, kind of regrouped to half, and then we did the same thing going into the fourth and kind of ran away with it at the end. The score kind of made it seem like it was not that close of a ball game when it was, so score was a little deceiving, but I think we played well overall, and we obviously played well enough to go out of there with a W.
Tyson Snyder with 22 points. He was averaging 26 a game going into Tuesday night against Royal Valley, and the final score looks pretty good. You win 47-26, a 21-point win, but I think you scored 26 points in a row, really dominated the second and third quarters. And I was going to ask you about just how you felt like your team overcame what was a slow start and a couple players, including maybe Braden Peak, who came in and hit a quick three that kind of helped get you going, it seemed like, against Royal Valley last night.
Yeah, came out pretty I wouldn't say that we played poorly. I'd say that Royal Valley came out and they played really, really good defense from the opening tip, and they got after us. We took 16 shots in the first quarter. The issue is we only made one, hit a couple free throws. One of 16 start isn't good. We did settle for some threes, but, did all right defensively, 11-4 at the end of the first quarter, and then, like you said, we kind of regrouped, got some different lineups in, and I think that just allowed us, we got out and got some full court pressure going, sped Royal Valley up a bit, and then we really locked in on the defensive end, and that led to our offensive efficiency after the first quarter. So, both league games, you take out one quarter of each, and, we feel like we're playing really, really good basketball, but we got to figure out how to play four full quarters and not just three.
Nine guys scored against Nemaha. You had Ashton Schrick 7, Kobe Black 8. Mentioned Tuesday night, Braden Peak scores 10. Parker Crouch had 9. So I feel like you're really getting some other contributors on a more regular basis besides what Tyson and Matt have been able to do. So two games left here before the break. You're at Hiawatha and then host Jeff West on Tuesday. What's the mindset here, the thought process for the next couple of days of practice, coach, as you kind of hope to continue this momentum, I'm sure, into the holiday break?
Absolutely, just continue to preach rebounding and defense like last night and Friday night. I think when we get after it defensively, our offensive game really starts to open up, get some easy transition points, get, when we're in the half court, seems like things open up when you're playing good defense, just get the energy up. I think we're still getting into basketball shape, so, I think we're on the right trajectory, but it's not time to say, hey, we're doing all right. We got to get through to Christmas, get these guys a little bit of a break, and then we can really get after it and prepare for the back half of the season.
Sounds like a great plan. We'll see you in Hiawatha Friday night, coach. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Coach Eric Tate of the Houlton Boys, the Wildcat Locker Room Chats brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by Community Healthcare System, and by the Farmer State Bank in Houlton.